to go back for one moment to Talla, because I mean that's where you grew up, and that's where your life, if you know, the young part of your life was, you know, and you, if you don't mind me saying so, you really did come from difficult background, in that, you know, that it, there was no running water, as you said, there was electricity,
there was only the priests. And the doctor had running water, and they hadn't electricity yet, unless the Dominican College had their own power thing. But the doctor hadn't, so he had to use paraffin oil and candles. And such a
and there were so many people, you said, living in the house as well.
That's right, yeah. It's all worked out. No, but there were no fights. My mother wouldn't tolerate it.
It never crossed her mind that the house had too many people.
There were people need of looking after, and she took it on. But it's the word noblesse oblige. Yeah. She inherited the top of the family top, if you like, the top of the family. She inherited that. So it was her job to look after everybody in need. And she did.
I'm just thinking now that there would have been a whole language there too, you know, that she would have had sayings and words.
Yes, my mother and my aunt had a secret language that was impenetrable if you didn't know it. Little nods and that sort of is, and winks. And my two elder sisters acquired it. But my younger sisters always knew there was something going on, didn't know what was going on, and felt absolutely mad to try to get into the secrets.
Yeah. Yeah. Pulling up faces and winking and
the mannerisms of a sort.
Yeah. Yeah, but you had to be indoctrinated. No, I didn't bother to want to find out.
But I'm thinking of the whole speech thing as well, that, you know, that you had words, you know, there was a whole vocabulary there that wasn't, you know, that would have been to not be in, there would have been words that would express meaning.
Oh, yes. But there were two languages. In fact, there was the language of general language in the village. And then for some reason, there was the language we spoke at home. For instance, I don't talk Talla, you know. The people out there still talk Talla. It's just down from the mountains, you know. I don't talk that way. I never consciously spoke the other way.
Yeah.
We had our own.
But your mother and your father, your grandfather, your grandparents would have come from that area, wouldn't they?
Well,
am I right in saying that?
I think my grandparents, some of them came from Wexford.
Did they come up from Wexford?
Yeah, and settled. But it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And more, I believe, from Kildare. Yeah. They drifted in. Now, they're not from the time of Partholon, you know, the man who came from Greece and settled in Talla 4,000 years ago. They're not descendants. They're not Abos, if you know.
They would have been migrants. You know,
that's right.
Migrated to that area. But that's generally what people did around the countryside.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Land Commission would have moved them around.
That's right.
You know. Yeah. And so, in fact, so there's a great mixture of accent and language and colour.
There would. Now, mainly the land would be being owned by the descendants of Cromwell's army who got the land grants. Yeah. So there are Poynton's who I'm related to, had cousins. They were one lot. They had a farm there up to fairly recent years when they sold it off Bancroft. And then there were Foxes and Whites and others, all land settlements from Cromwell's time. Mm-hmm. So most of the ordinary natives who had been working either in the paper mills, which were common down along the Dodder.
Yeah.
Up to the turn of the century, you know.
Yeah.
Turn of what century? The last century. Would have been in there. So they're fine names like Sly and Pegs, things like that. They're not Irish names, or even Dublin names. But a few ones like that. that would Delap. They'll come from Belgium or places like that where they're paper making people, you know.
That's right. So there would be an interesting pot of
That's right. There would be. Yeah. There would be.
And so in fact, I'm referring to some of the writings that Roddy would have done. That he would have used some of that language, you know, coming through.
He might.
Would you agree?
He went more by the language of the children he taught up in Greendale.
Here locally,
Oh, he wouldn't have any association with Tala at all.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have known except me.
His grandparents and that, but then he was very small.
Because he was so small, he wouldn't have known them.
That's right.
He didn't know them really.
It wouldn't have left an impression on him at all.
No, any impressions there were, we would have made on him.
Yeah. And you know, when you mentioned down by the Dodder out there as well, you know, a lot of people made a living out of the sand there, that they used to use the sand for carts and for building.
Oh, they did. You know. They did. Yeah. For Short River is the most dangerous river in Ireland. And the sand, and then there was a stone crusher on the way outside Tala.
Hmm.
For crushing the stones, and then all the way down the valley of the Dodder, it flooded, which is why the Bourne and Breena waterworks is built, to contain the waters of the during flash floods.
That's right, and that was that was built probably just in your lifetime, wasn't it?
Just before it would have been built in the 1920s, I think, or maybe earlier. But that was to contain the waters of the Dodder, which were. Come down 40 miles, came down the torrent every time there's flood.
Yeah. And Edie, you had a much different background, didn't you?
I suppose I had, really.
She had running water, what?
And electricity.
What did your parents do for a living?
Well, my mother died when I was only 3, but I did eventually get a stepmother. But most of the mothers in that, all of the mothers I knew stayed at home. Mm. And as I said, my father was a civil servant. And I think his aim in life for everyone else was to get the same, because it was permanent and pensionable.
Department in the council did he work in?
No, he was in the Department of External Affairs. The same as my brother.
Oh, he worked in public in the government in buildings.
Yes, he was actually in Ivy House at the time.
Yeah.
Dev at the time was the big man there, and my father worked there in external affairs on Stephen's Green, Ivy House. That's where he worked.
And was he a Fianna Fáil supporter? Was he involved in the Troubles?
He was originally, but kind of in the background. There was more writing stuff and carrying messages. I doubt he ever lifted a gun or anything like that. You know?
He was a messenger,
cycling around.
As soon as the from what years did he work in
Oh, Lord,
in
that no, and I...
Asia hasn't mentioned that he worked for the Bulletin, the Republican Bulletin, with Robert Brennan and those people. So that's what he was when he was working in Dublin.
Yeah.
And that he was also arrested and charged and was very nearly executed on the defence of the Relim Act. Because they found
when he was in Enniscort,
they found explosives such like under the bed he was with. And was Sergeant Sullivan or Tim Healy got him off by discovering that the charging sergeant had worked for a North of Ireland proselytising group and preached down in Cork. And he dragged this up in court and the case was dismissed.
Oh my goodness! So he got away with his life.
He did, by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah.
And again, he was a terribly quiet man, and he never ever spoke about his past, never ever. Now the Bob Brennan Rory mentioned, he was Maeve's father, so he was Daddy's brother-in-law.
Oh, I see. So as soon as the forming of the Free State, and of course it took a while for Fianna Fáil to get in there.
Yeah. 26
years. Yeah. What did he do in the meantime, you know, when
I don't really know what he did.
In what way?
Did he, you know, from the time that the Fianna Fáil came into power?
Oh, he wasn't involved with Fianna Fáil at all.
Yeah,
he was only sympathiser.
He was
sympathiser. Yeah. So he had a job directly after.
Yeah,
you were for Gavin Duffy in the External Affairs.
Yeah.
Well, and it'd be fascinating to hear some of his memories of that time. You know?
He said his first job was sitting outside Gavin Duffy's office with a revolver.
Protecting
Gavin Duffy, who was the first External Affairs Minister, I think.
Yeah.
So then he joined up as a civil servant, was inducted into it, didn't join us at 18 or that, you know, the normal thing.
Yeah.
He got into the civil service, into the department then.
Yeah.
I remember him going to Rock Mines at night, and he studied accountancy. I can remember that, him going off and studying at night in Rathmines. Was it a tech, Rory? It would have been.
Was, yeah.
Yeah.
It's college now, of course.
But he was very, he used to write articles for Ireland's Own.
Oh, did he? Yes.
And
what kind of articles were
historical,
they?
Mostly. Yeah. The Young Irelanders, they were his forte. And he also wrote some articles for the Independent. Again, Irelanders was his.
Isn't it fascinating when you go back in time and you realise what your parents went through?
Yes, yeah. But you don't, you know, when you're a child. I didn't know what they were talking about. And actually, they seldom ever discussed. He never, I'd say, discussed his past. Now and again, he talked to Rory more than he would to me. And I had an uncle in Wexford, and he, when we go down and visit, now this was when we were married and the children were around, this uncle would go off walking with Rory. And when he died, and Rory was talking to some of the sons, and they'd say, he never told us that.
Yeah.
And Rory said, no, he didn't, because he said you had to live with them.
I see.
So that was his cover. He's Jim Bulger's, would have been, you know, the horse trainer.
Yes.
This uncle was his father down in the home place.
And your dad's name again?
He was Jim Bulger.
Jim.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Your dad was Jim Bulger?
He was Jim Bulger. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an uncle of Jim Bulger, their horse trainer.
Yeah, I know, yes.
I know. More famous people.
We talk about connections, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And your mother's maiden name was?
She was an O'Brien.
And where did she come from?
She came also from Wexford, but she died when I was 3. And my father never mentioned her, and I was only 3 at the time. And it never crossed my mind to ask anything about her, where she came from or anything else, but I just knew from kind of background talk where she came from. And it was only after he died that I managed to trace relations over in New York.
And
a sister.
Was there many of you in the family?
And it was only 3 of us.
And did you grow up without a man? Oh, you said that you were...
My stepmother when I was 10.
You had a stepmother.
Yeah, when I was 10. Yeah. Up to that, we had a housekeeper.
And what was your stepmother's name?
She had been... Green was her name. She was from Wicklow. Avoca.
Yeah.
She came from Avoca.
And did you find... Was there... Did you get on okay, or was there a bit of tension?
Yeah, there was tension. I got on all right, but my brother, he was very unhappy. He had been, he went everywhere with my father, always brought everywhere, he was the real pet, and kind of all of a sudden he wasn't anymore, and he was very unhappy. But, you grow out, you go, you know, you kind of sometimes you say it was awful, and then you say to yourself, there's people a lot worse off, and things have turned out very well for me, so what am I whining about?
And your dad then stayed in that office?
He stayed till he retired, yeah.
And he's retired sometime in the 1940s, was it? Would have been, I'd say.
No, it was a bit...
40s, 50s.
to be early.
Pushed nearly 60. Pushing towards 60.
And he was in external affairs. He was. For that length of time.
Oh, he was, yeah.
He never did.
That's right, yeah. It had to be because he was living in Derry. He'd moved house as well.
Listen, it was a pleasure coming here today, and I'm glad that I really enjoyed listening to your story.
You found your way out here all right.
I did indeed, and it was well worth the journey, I'll tell you that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.